Senator Tom Libous, a Binghamton Republican who heads the GOP campaign committee, was confident about the Republicans' chances for hanging on to the state Senate for another 2 years.
I'm going to say conservatively, I believe that we'll have 34 seats, and there's possibility for more.
Senate Democratic campaign leader Michael Gianaris was equally hopeful.
We're in a position to regain the majority, which is a testament to the strength of our candidates, the strength of our campaigns, and just how Democratic a state it actually is.
That was before Hurricane Sandy wiped out power to most of Long Island, parts of Westchester and Lower Manhattan, and floods and fires had driven thousands of others out of their homes. Senator Joseph Addabbo, a Democrat, and his challenger, GOP City Councilman Eric Ulrich, are competing in a close race in a storm-ravaged district in Queens. Both men have stopped campaigning. They're concentrating on flood recovery, and in Ulrich's case, their personal lives. Ulrich's wife had a baby on Halloween. Steve Greenberg, a spokesman for Siena College Research Institute, which conducts political polls and has surveyed several races, says it's unknown how the devastation will affect voting patterns and the fight for control of the Senate.
I don't think anybody knows at this point how any of these elections that are being held downstate are going to be affected, and which party, the Democrats or the Republicans, will benefit from that or will suffer as a result of that.
Other parts of the state were largely unaffected from the storm. There are contested races in the Rochester region, where Assemblyman Sean Hanna, a Republican, faces Democratic challenger Ted O'Brien, and in the Mohawk and Hudson Valleys, where Republicans, who controlled redistricting in the Senate, drew a 63rd seat to favor the GOP. In that new district, Assemblyman George Amador, the Republican candidate, is facing a stronger-than-expected challenge from Democrat Cecilia Katchick. Polls released by Siena Friday show Democrat O'Brien now ahead of Hanna by 11 points, and Amador and Katchick more evenly matched, with Republican Amador up by just 3 points. One of the many groups that has been spending time and money to influence those two races is NARAL, the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League. New York NARAL President Andrea Miller says women's issues might be a key topic to swing the two races.
We are seeing in a number of, particularly some of the really contested state Senate seats, that in fact a majority of women voters are looking at issues like women's access to basic medical care. These are not only rights issues, they're also very much pocketbook issues.
Republicans Amador and Hanna have focused more on traditional economic themes like tax reduction and job creation. Governor Andrew Cuomo is also a factor in the Senate races. Cuomo has prided himself on his bipartisan working relationship with the Senate Republicans. The GOP helped pass a property tax cap and allowed same-sex marriage to be brought to the floor for a vote. Cuomo has remained neutral over which party he prefers to see win the Senate, a stance that could harm the Democrats. Here's what Cuomo said about it recently.
I want the Senate that the people of the state elect. I don't want to tell a person in any district you should elect a Democrat or you should elect a Republican.
Cuomo has so far endorsed one Republican senator, Stephen Salant, and one Democrat, Senator Joe Addabbo. Both provided key swing votes for same-sex marriage. And the governor also endorsed Hudson Valley Democratic Senator David Carlucci, a member of the breakaway Independent Democratic Conference. They often side with the Republican majority in the Senate. Many Senate candidates, both Democrats and Republicans, have featured Governor Cuomo's image in their campaign ads and mailers. Any last-minute campaigning by Cuomo in the Senate or other races is unlikely now. The governor has been fully occupied with storm recovery from Hurricane Sandy. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.